delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
A friend of mine that lives in Scone is now the borders are open, is actually leaving. She's got work. Well, she kind of had the job in Melbourne, but obviously couldn't get down there because of the border closure.
Of course.
And the quarantine scenario. Now it's all open. It's all green lights and she's about to head down to Melbourne.
Exciting.
Really exciting. She's a good friend of mine. So it's going to be a bit of a shame that she's leaving, but we thought we'd catch up before she leaves. We didn't think we'd really get another chance. So we'll catch up last night in Scone where she lives. We went to a pub for dinner and we got there about 5 o'clock because obviously we get up pretty early. So I was like, I've got to be done by 7:30.
Yeah. You're an old man.
Had a couple of drinks. I got the first round of drinks.
Yeah.
And then I finished my drink, so I got the second round of drinks as well and just put like a glass of wine on the table for her before she finished.
You must have been very parched yesterday.
You know me. Like, I love a drink. And anyway, I was like, are you hungry? And she's like, yeah. I was like, let's grab some dinner while we're here. I know it's a bit early, like 6:30. I was like, let's just grab some dinner at the bistro. And so we went, and this is where I want your opinion on if you think I'm overreacting or not.
Okay.
We both ordered at the same time. So the lady said, so I ordered like a pork dish and she ordered a fish dish, salmon or something. And the lady said, are you paying together? And she said, yes, like my friend.
Yeah.
Said yes. And I was like, okay. So then I paid.
Well, maybe she was intending to get this one considering you got the first two rounds of drinks and you just jumped the gun.
I don't think I jumped the gun. I am very generous. I don't mind paying. But then she said, as I was paying, she goes, oh, don't worry, I'll get the next one. This is where the confusion sets in.
Okay.
What next one is she going to get? She's moving to Melbourne.
Oh, the next dinner.
She's like, I'll get the next dinner.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
She's just got out scot-free. What a legend.
I thought you'd be on her side. So you know what? And this is where I'm coming into overreacting. I'm like, that's it. I'm going to Melbourne for a dinner. I saw this story yesterday. It was a story out of Hollywood, but Adrian Grenier, I think his name is.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Okay, good. I thought you were going to correct me then. Adrian Grenier, you'd know him. He starred in a show called Entourage.
Yeah.
He was talking about how he first got his job as Vincent Chase, the role of Vincent Chase on Entourage. And the production crew actually paid for basically him and his co-stars to head to Vegas to holiday with Mark Wahlberg so they could what it was like to live the actual life of a celebrity and being an Entourage. And, like, what a perk of the job. Like, as soon as you get the job, they're like, you know what? We're going to fly to Vegas.
That's so good.
But it got me thinking, on 654-11981, what's the perks of your job? Fair enough. It's probably not going to be a trip to Vegas.
I mean, if you can beat that, please call.
Absolutely. If you're flying around the country or something for your job, that's an amazing perk of your job. But I don't know. Mine's really lame, but I'll tell you my one.
Well, mine is also lame comparatively to that. I used to work in a bakery and we used to take home the free bread at the end of the day because they had to chuck it out anyway.
See, I don't reckon that's lame. Like, free, fresh bread at the end of the day is awesome.
That was literally, you know, like providing the bread on the table for years in my family.
So I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I used to be a librarian. I know that's a weird job.
Very not what I expected you to just say.
And the perk of my job is that I could borrow more than 10 books, which was the limit. So when they started, they're like, oh, so the limit for everyone else is 10 books. That's as many as you can borrow. But because you're staff, you can borrow more than 10.
I feel like you only ever borrow that many books if you've got children or you're writing an essay for something.
Oh, it was a good perk. Like, because you'd...
Did you ever borrow more than 10
books?
Yeah,
because, like, you'd be putting books back throughout the day and you'd, like, be picking up ones that you put back on the shelf and be like, oh, I'm going to read that. And by the end of the day, you'd have, like, 15 books and you'd borrow them. You wouldn't read them all.
But so it's just to put on your shelf. They're just coffee table books to make yourself look smarter when ladies come over.
But 654... Oh, that's another story. I did do that. 654-11981. I'd love to hear, like, if you're a dairy farmer and you get fresh milk.
Like the freshest it comes, where the cream's on the top.
Or you've got chickens at your place and you're a farmer or something like that and you get fresh chook eggs like every day. What are the perks of your job? 654-11981. You have just joined us. We're talking about perks of the job. There's a story out of Hollywood. Adrian Grenier, who stars in Entourage, or used to star in the TV show Entourage, he was actually admitting in an interview that when he got the job, the production crew paid for him and his co-stars to head to Las Vegas for a holiday just so they can live the life of a celebrity.
Obviously because the show Entourage is about living a celebrity life, so...
Pretty good perk of the job. We're asking yours. Dana got to take home free bread.
Yeah, I worked in a bakery for 5 years. Yeah.
I worked in a library, so embarrassing, but I used to be able to borrow more than the limited number of books. That was a pretty lame perk.
Lame, yeah.
But we asked you on socials last night as well.
Yeah. David actually works in the travel company and he says that he got flights between 6 and 10 hours were business class, and 10 plus hours you got to fly first class.
Oh, the pointy end of the plane, I've never experienced it.
No. I have a lot of people, everybody probably listening.
Yeah, amazing.
Lizzie is an occupational therapist. She says she gets free lunch on Mondays. That's a great perk.
It's an awesome perk of the job.
Also, Ashley, she's a cake maker, so she says she gets to bake whatever she wants, so she experiments all the time.
Nice.
So you get to get creative. And this one, Harry, is your mum's name Susan? Because she's messaged the show.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What does she do for work?
She's retired.
Because she said that the perk of her job, obviously as a retiree, is that she gets to have an afternoon nap.
Exposed.
A lot going on in entertainment news in the last 24 hours. The American Music Awards kicked off in LA with the red carpet. They had a small audience and multiple live performances, but of course COVID restrictions were in place. The Weeknd and Roddy Ricch both had 8 nominations, but Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, The Weeknd and Dan and Shay all took home 3 trophies each. Taylor Swift took out the top award, Artist of the Year, for her album Folklore.
Thank you so much for this. This is a fan-voted award, which means so much to me. You guys have been beyond wonderful all the years of my career, but especially this one. When we've been so far apart, we haven't been able to see each other in concert, but I still feel really connected to you through the music.
Tay-Tay wasn't able to be at the awards, but that was a video acceptance speech. Katy Perry did perform for the first time since becoming a mum, and she dedicated this beautiful track to her dad.
I loved that performance. Also with Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, incredible performance. Very heartfelt. But my highlight, just because of the pure vibe of the track, was this performance from Korean pop stars BTS. Yes, which they did perform in their native tongue, which was amazing to see. But it wouldn't be 2020 without a mention of this track.
When I from the top, make it drop, that's some wet, that's some wet. When I get a bucket and a mop, that's some wet.
That's right, Cardi B and Megan Stallion's WAP took out favorite rap and hip-hop song in that category, and now it's forever immortalized in AMA's history.
I love that that's the song immortalized as well. That's the latest out of Hollywood. Thank you, Dana. Just gone 25 minutes past 8. This is 98.1 Power FM.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.